At 6:06, it is overcast. Some light rain, particularly in southern Tulsa County, and 73 degrees this morning. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 89. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Sex trafficking rings are busted in several cities across this country, including here in Tulsa. With our story this morning, here's Marshall Stewart.
According to the FBI, 60 people have been arrested in Tulsa and Oklahoma City as part of a three-day law enforcement sweep targeting child prostitution and human trafficking. The arrests were part of a national raid in 76 cities called Operation Cross Country 7. Supervisory Agent Gary Johnson with the FBI says three children were recovered during the raid. Two of the juveniles were 17, one 16. Johnson says child prostitution is not a growing problem in the area, but it's a consistent one. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A grand jury will be impaneled to review Owosso City Government. Judge William Kello issued the order yesterday. The jury will review the administration of former Owosso City Manager Rodney Ray. City crews started the Great Tulsa cleanup following last week's midsummer night windstorm. Crews started yesterday morning at the city limits. They're working toward the center of town. However, if you live in a gated community, you will be on your own to get the tree debris picked up.
We will not be going into gated communities, into that private property. We will not go down private streets and pick up on those gated communities. If you can bring that debris outside the gated community where it's adjacent to a public street, where we can reach it from the street, we will pick that up.
Streets Director Dan Crossland expects the process to take weeks. The city has 3,200 miles of streets. Now, there is a map showing where the crews will be working today on our website. You'll find that at publicradiotulsa.org. An emergency proclamation declaring Tulsa County a disaster area as a result of last week's windstorm is passed. It's a necessary step to get federal aid to help in the cleanup. Area Emergency Manager Roger Jolliffe says there's a lot of damage outside of the cities and towns.
We're aware that our county parks were hit very hard. Hakey Creek was hit majorly. The other parks were impacted. And citizens throughout the unincorporated part of the county were impacted just like folks within the city were. So it needs to be addressed for everyone.
Jolliffe says it's necessary to get the paperwork started to learn if the federal government will contribute to the cleanup cost. A damage estimate will come at a later date. Well, maybe not Burlington. It appears the proposed substitute name for Brady Street may be named after Burlington, Kansas, which is named after Burlington, Vermont, which is named for the Burling family, which may have had ties to the slave trade. Tulsa County Commission Chair Karen Keith refutes claims that she did not discuss plans to recapture the four-to-fix sales tax with Tulsa city leaders. They're putting together a tax package, and they want the former four-to-fix. Keith says that she did discuss with several counselors criminal justice funding needs.
I'm surprised that anybody would express surprise, but I do want to say this. I think they have worked very hard and have been very diligent in putting their package together. So this is not an effort to try to derail what they're doing, because I think it's very important, and I want to see them be successful.
Keith says the two proposals are not mutually exclusive, and she believes both can find favor with citizens. Two inmates are on the lam this morning from Wagner County. Officials say Mickey Staggs and Larry Cotton beat up a jailer and then made a dash for freedom about 9 o'clock last night. Both men have lengthy criminal pasts. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 89. It'll be partly clear tonight, mild 72 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar shows the showers shifting off to the east of the Tulsa area, now overcast in 73. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.